This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Sightings of armored personnel carriers in Myanmar's biggest city and an internet shutdown raised political tensions after vast numbers of people flouted orders against demonstrations to protest the military seizure of power there. Ambassadors from the U.S. and Canada and 12 European nations called on Myanmar security forces to refrain from violence against those protesting the overthrow of their legitimate government. They also condemned the military's interference with communications. Monday holds the prospect of two flashpoints for the political standoff. It's a court appearance by the ousted national leader Aung San Suu Kyi and the outcome of the shooting of a young protester last week. Donald Trump's acquittal at his second impeachment trial may not be the final word on whether he is to blame for the deadly Capitol riot that occurred January 6th. The next step for the former president could be the courts. He is now a private citizen and is stripped of his protection from legal liability that the presidency gave him. The insurrection at the Capitol is just one of the legal cases shadowing Mr. Trump in the months after he was voted out of office. After a winter surge, coronavirus cases continued to decline in the U.S. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Researchers at Johns Hopkins University say the seven-day average of new COVID-19 cases dropped below 100,000 on Friday, the first time since early November, and it stayed below 100,000 this weekend. However, the impact of the winter surge continues to play out. The number of Americans who have died of infections is now more than 484,000, another 3,000 plus in the past 24 hours. That after more than 5,400 deaths.